listening to another podcast this morning from my friend Cliff Ravenscraft. Shout out to Cliff out there in Northern Kentucky. And his podcast was called How to Get Results Sooner Rather Than Later. And it got me thinking about my own life. And I want to call this episode, I Want to Succeed. I want to succeed. It seems like for some reason in the space that I work in, the church, the spiritual world, success is a four-letter word. It's like a bad word for a lot of people. Now, when I surround myself with winners, with Enneagram 3 types, with success-driven people, with amazing individuals that want to win at life, then I realize that I am not that strange, that I am just like them and they're just like me. And that's very important for you to realize that you have to find your tribe. You have to find the people that think just like you. That's what you need, because everyone else will tell you, that's not my goal, that's not right, that's not godly, why do you want to succeed at life, what's the point? And then you begin to believe it, especially if you have failures or you aren't there yet. You begin to think, well, maybe I am not supposed to win at life. I want to win at everything that I do, music, speaking, writing books, fame. I know my motivation. There's a study about the four M's of motivation: mating, money, mastery, and movement. And mating sounds obviously like a terrible word, but that's my motivation, which really means that I want to be admired. You could call it fame. And then, of course, you can be motivated from money, which really isn't my motivation, but I do have a friend who's very successful, and his motivation is money. Then movement is more like freedom, like you want to travel, you don't want to be anybody's employee. And then mastery is being the best. I would say for me, mating and mastery are my two greatest motivations. And it's important to know that, because that is God-given. These are God-given goals and instincts and gifts that he's given you. And if you to not be yourself would be a loss to the world and to you and to God. It would be like hiding your light under the table. It would be like you taking the gifts that the master gave you and you burying it. Instead, for me, I want to invest my gifts. I want to succeed. And I want to multiply my gifts. I want to be like the guy who received 5 talents and he multiplied them to 20. And then he got the one from the poor guy. That's how life works. I was listening to an interview with Shaquille O'Neal. I'm a big Lakers fan. And of course, Shaq is one of my heroes, him and Kobe and Powell, Derek and Lamar and all those guys run our test, Meta. And so he was joking with Dan Patrick, one of the... you know, he's a huge podcaster and sports figure, meaning Dan Patrick, that is. He was interviewing Shaq and he was asking him, well, Shaq, what do you think of Kobe telling you or calling you lazy and fat and you're not motivated to work out? And then he said, Dan, can you look up 2002? How many points did I average? He said 29, 13 rebounds and 3 assists. And then Shaq says, was there any other center or power forward that did as well as I did? No. Dan, can you look up 2012 or 2003? And you get the picture. He went and rattled off all the amazing statistics of this man who Kobe calls lazy and a big fat butt kind of guy and all that stuff. And then, on top of that, Shaq then went on to say that recently he saw a list of the 5 most successful athletes post their careers in terms of business. And he was number 4, not number 1. Number 1 was a guy, I think, who now works with Wendy's or owns Wendy's. Then, of course, MJ was on there, Magic. And then Shaq was number 4. I don't know who was number 5, probably Kobe. But anyway, he was saying how he was offended by that. He wants to be number 1. And so he's doing whatever it takes now to be number 1. And I was just clapping and saying, yes, me too. I want to be number 1. I want to be number one as a pastor. I want to have the largest church that my current building has ever seen. I want to have a great body. I want to finish my master's degree. And yeah, I don't think I want a PhD. I think that's silly. I want to stay young by working out and eating healthy. I want to have books that I've written that are read by many. I want to have my music be everywhere, whether it's my own personal singer-songwriting stuff or my beats. I want to be able to be involved, perhaps not here in LA, but maybe in a smaller city, in city government type stuff. When I was in Denver, Colorado, big shout out to Arvada, Colorado out there, all my friends, I was involved or very close to being involved in politics, which I really love. I really enjoy politics. I want to do successful things in every area of my life, especially those four or five, with the foundation, of course, of faith in Jesus, the love of my beautiful lover wife, and the joy and the support of these three teens that we love and just can't live without our three children. And so that is my goal. Now, I'm not there yet. My body's not where it should be. I'm not a successful pastor yet. I don't have any books. My music is not anywhere. But these are the things that drive me. These are the things that are the true me. Now, this last year, since probably February or so, these last 4, 5, 6 months have been horrible. I failed at everything. My church almost died. The money almost left. I mean, actually, half the money left. And I went through long months of depression. I dealt with very significant bouts of depression, discouragement. I had this stomach ache for 4 months that wouldn't go away, that I thought really I needed surgery for, and I was going to die on the operating table. So my anxiety was at an all-time high. Maybe only the second time in my whole life that it's been this bad. So it hasn't been easy. I had to quit school for basically the last 2 years. I am 4 classes away from finishing my master's in leadership, which is my goal, from a great seminary here in the area. But all these things, you know, my marriage, I haven't been able to really invest into my loves, my beautiful wife's life. And we've been dating and we've gone on vacations, but all of the small things have to return. Our dating, our just being together more often. All those things are things that I need to recover. We need to recover, as well as just helping our children with being college students and taking David to driving lessons and all the rest. Now, trying to be a superhero, because I know that for us threes and success-driven people, we think we can do everything. And I've realized that I cannot. I remember just last month we were on vacation and we were at the beach, and then we had to go up the steps back to the car, and there were maybe like 150 steps, pretty steep incline, and I literally was going to pass out. My heart was about to like just explode, and I had to stop. It was embarrassing. My kids were watching and people were walking right by me. My poor wife had to help me and wait with me. Like, I was 80 and she was holding me up. And I committed. I did actually a video of this to not let that happen to me again. And since then, I've been eating better and trying to work out more. And I have a long way to go. I'm like maybe 230 right now, and I should be like at 210, 205, 215 at the most. So I'm like 20 pounds overweight, and it's a big deal. And I have to get my trainer to come back. So big shout out to my personal trainer. Come back, please, and help me lose this weight and get in shape. But anyway, as I'm coming out of this depression, I'm focused. I'm focused on first succeeding at my church, because that is my number one passion. And second, succeeding at all of these things, podcasting and media and my videos and all the things that I do, my music, my writing. I've begun to write once again. I'm back in school this semester. And I tell you all these things because if you're listening to your parents, to your friends, to your own mind, you might be discouraged or you might be pushing way too hard. I don't know exactly where you are, but I'm here to tell you that you are meant to win at life. You're meant to win at every area of your life. I don't know exactly your personality. I don't know exactly who you are, but I know that I relate best to people that want to win at everything, that want and that need that kick in the butt to never give up. You have to keep at it. Now, if you have gotten involved in sinful behaviors, or you have lost your way spiritually, you've failed at something in your finances, or you feel like your moral fabric, that sounds epic, is not what you want it to be, you're overeating, you're overspending, whatever it may be, you have to stop, or you have to get the help that you need so you can get back on track and be focused on your goals and on winning at life, because everyone is depending on you to win at life. We win at life for us, for God, and most of all, for the sake of others, those who are following us, those who are behind us, those who we're helping. Now, if you're stuck like I was for the last 5 months, I'm going to do an episode maybe next week on how I got unstuck. I mean, but it's all the basic stuff. Prayer, my wife, my mom, prayer, my wife, therapist, mentors. Listening, writing, crying, kicking, screaming, depression, eating healthy, losing weight, going to the gym, more therapy, more my wife, more love, more thinking, processing, more depression. And then visions. I had visions that God literally gave to me at night, at 2 a.m., at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. I mean, God spoke to me very clear, loud and clearly. And I'm going to do an episode one of these days on how I got out of probably my second worst depression ever. So, but in the meantime, for you, if you're not yet out of the woods, I'm here to be that voice of reason. You know, I'm tempted all the time by people that'll tell me, you know, just be about, I don't know, poverty and being just not being so egotistical or not talking about success. I almost gave into it. In the name of, I'm a failure anyway, I'm 50 and I haven't done anything in life. I haven't posted a thing on Facebook saying, well, I guess I'm just a failure. And that was just my Enneagram 3 talking. Our vice is failure and deceitfulness, not being true to ourselves. But my true gift and your true nature is to be a success. To rest at the same time, yes, to value your life, your wife, your sexual life, your physical life, your behavior life, every aspect, repent of your sin, if you are lying, if you're stealing, if you are doing things behind the scenes that don't please God or are hurting other people or yourself, then you need to stop that. And this is your wake-up call. But remember, you're not that person. You are a success-driven person. You are a success-driven individual created to do good works. And your faith in Jesus is only even more important. I have friends that need me. I have other Enneagram 3 friends that need me to be who I am. I have a friend. I am thinking of three people right now. They might be threes and eights, but they are depending on me to be successful. My kids are depending on me to be successful. My wife needs me to be balanced and not be depressed so that she can thrive. Everyone around me needs me to succeed at my life. My mom has always seen that in me. That's just who I am. And guess what? This is who God made me to be, and that's who God made you to be. Stop giving into people's opinions that you shouldn't be who you are. That you should be humble or thankful, or as if I'm not humble. We are humble. We are thankful. It's just that our ultimate drive and gift make and gift mix and the way we're made is to be successful at everything, to be the moguls of this world, to be the Magic Johnsons and Alicia Keys and P. Diddy's and Shaq's or J-Lo's or whoever your idol is. That's who we are meant to be, like Jesus. Jesus was and is the hero that I pursue. I want my life to be like his. I want my life to be counted for him. And I believe with my whole heart that he created us to be who we are. We are the success-driven people. We are the high achievers who have a deep sense of faith, who want to honor God, but who are driven to succeed. This is who we are. And I make no excuse us for it or any of that. And instead, I just tell you, be true to yourself. I love my wife. I love to be with her, but I need to spend more time with her. I love my body, but it's a mess. I love my church, but it needs a lot of help. And so I'm doing 10 times the work that I was doing 3 years ago. And guess what? I love it. I'm not going to do that forever, but right now that's what's necessary. What do you need to do more of to actually win at life, in your finances, in your exercise habits, in what you eat financially, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your holiness, in your habits with God? You can't do it all. I'm not saying be a superhero or grind or be a Gary Vee or just burn yourself out. No, I've done that too. And I feel scared, I must admit, of this next season that I may burn out. But I am trying to be as honest as I can with myself, with my wife, with you, the listener, to say I would rather, let me just say this, die being happy than die being depressed. I would rather not die, right? None of us want to die. But I would rather, meaning be exhausted doing what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, than to be depressed because I failed at my goals and dreams. Be you. Be the best you that you can be. Are you an Enneagram 2, a 1, a 6, an 8? Then you're probably not listening to this podcast because you may not be able to relate to the success talk, success and yet spiritual conversation. But if you get it, and if you are just like me and I'm just like you, this is for you. We are the success-driven and yet spiritual people of this world, and we're here to change the world, man. We're here to kick some butt, take numbers. We're here to change the world. That's who you are. Go do the million things that are in front of you. Yes, rest, take care of yourself, go get that haircut, go work out, go mow your lawn, go take care of all the car stuff that you have in front of you, paint your house, make money, and realize, what is your M? Is it mating and money like me, or mating and mastery like me, or is it money for you? Don't judge it. If you're motivated by money, surrender it to Jesus. Say, Lord, I want money because I want to honor who I am, honor who you've made me to be, and I want to give it all away. Mating, I say, Lord Jesus, never let me be so in love with my fans that I forget you, that I forget my wife, that I forget to love myself. For mastery, Lord, help me to never be so amazing that I judge other people. So every one of these M's, you have a prayer that goes along with it. If you are more of a movement person, you want to be free, Lord, help me to never be so free that I lose touch with reality, that I'm not responsible, that I'm lazy, or that I am that I'm not committed to people. So I'd rather have you do that prayer than to say, I just want to sit around and worship Jesus. And okay, if that's you, then as I said, this may not be for you, this podcast or this whole conversation. But if you are humble, kind, loving, and yet you are beautiful as heck, you love your body, you want to look good and hot, if you're a male, you want to have those great muscles, you want to fit into that nice tight shirt and wear those skinny jeans and wear those cool shoes, and heck, you want to get that nice modern haircut and drive that fancy car, or even if it's just a nice clean car, then guess what? That's me too. And yet you go to church, you want to honor Jesus, and you love him with all your heart, and you want to make love to your wife, and you want to love your kids, and you want to just simply live the good life, man. This is for you. If you want to love your kids, you want to see them in the best schools, you want to see them succeed. Now, let me tell you, failure is our kryptonite. When you fail, you're going to really, really struggle. And that's where trust comes in. And I want to do another episode after the depression one on trust, because these are the two realities of the success-driven person, is depression or failure, and then trusting, having to trust God and people, and trusting God most of all. It's the hardest thing for us, but we can do it. Go and kick some butt this day. I believe you. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Share, comment, like. Go to iTunes, give me a 5-star review on this podcast so we can get this thing out there to more success and spiritual people. And I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.